Hey everybody, this is Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast presented by The Little Shaman, with me, The Little Shaman. Today I want to talk about relationships, and more specifically, the relationship with a narcissist. The question that a lot of people have is, am I married to a narcissist? Well, we're going to tell you today how to find out if that's true. There are many kinds of people in this world, but probably none are so maligned as the pathological narcissist. Unfeeling, hurtful, sadistic, cruel, selfish, they're terrible spouses and disastrous parents. These people were never built to be caretakers. They're not capable of the love that other people are capable of. Many experts believe they're not capable of love at all. If you're listening to this, it's because you're concerned you might be living with a pathological narcissist. Please accept my deepest sympathies. You probably already realized the person you thought you were in love with never even existed. It is imperative that you accept that if you've not done so yet, because you cannot change it. Your narcissistic partner cannot change it. They cannot go back and be what they were whenever you first met them, because that person does not exist. It is what it is. So we've come up with a list of questions you can ask yourself to determine whether or not you could be living with a pathological narcissist. If you determine that you may be, you have a decision to make. The first one is, does your partner seem to be two different people? Now, let me explain a little bit. He's the good guy in public and a sadistic, vicious terror at home. Does that sound familiar? If it does, you could be living with a pathological narcissist. The narcissist is extremely concerned with what people think of him. And in public, he's often a model citizen, but at home behind closed doors, he's unpleasant, nasty, cruel, and even physically abusive. This can be for any reason or no reason at all that you can decipher, but it's most often when he doesn't get his way or doesn't receive the admiration that he thinks he deserves. He reacts with unbelievable rage when criticized or when he thinks he was criticized. That's one of the ways we can differentiate between narcissism and healthy self-esteem. A healthy person can laugh off, ignore, or even logically evaluate criticism because he's secure. A narcissist cannot do that because they're not secure, and they read criticism in everything. It doesn't matter whether you're actually criticizing him or not. You probably know that if you're listening to this. He can turn on you like a snake in an instant, just savaging you with terrible, hurtful words designed to make you feel about 2 inches tall. His anger is explosive, and it's often way out of proportion to what's happened. Nobody else sees the side of him but you and your kids. The side everybody else sees is the side you fell in love with. Unfortunately, you now know that's not who he really is. Now, there is another type of narcissist. It's what I often refer to as the weaker narcissist. That narcissist wants sympathy instead of admiration, and instead of appearing as the strong good guy in public, he'll portray himself as a helpless victim, as a weak person. No one would ever believe that this poor pathetic wimp is abusive, but he is, behind closed doors. The second question is, does your partner try to manipulate other people against you? This is one of the hallmarks of the pathological narcissist. He lies about you to your family, to your friends, and even your children. He spreads nasty rumors about you. He tries to humiliate you or shares your personal secrets in an attempt to turn other people against you. The narcissist sees you as a rival for attention from these people, and because of that, he has to destroy your attention so that they don't give you any of the love, admiration, or attention that he craves all for himself. He's jealous of any attention given to anybody else, because he perceives others as better than he is. You're a good person who deserves love, admiration, respect, and above all, attention. That bothers him because deep inside, underneath of all that false ego, the narcissist believes that he's a bad person who doesn't deserve any of those things. Because of that, he desires to destroy all your good qualities and, quote, bring you down to his level. Then he can feel better about everything because even though he doesn't deserve those things, now other people think you don't either. That makes him feel better and more in control because while he doesn't receive those things, now neither do you. This is especially horrible when family and children are turned against somebody simply because the narcissist can't stand that anyone loves that person. The weaker type of narcissist may not attempt to manipulate others against you in the same way, though. Instead of telling hateful, spiteful lies about that, who knows, that you're a whore or whatever, you know, they might tell lies designed to make them look like a victim and you look abusive. But make sure you're not fooled by that. This is not a case of misunderstanding your intentions or of a poor, helpless little boy who just needs love. This type of narcissist knows you're not abusive. He wants other people to think you are because he wants them to dislike you and feel sorry for him. So make no mistake about it, that is abuse. The third question is, does your partner gaslight you or play games? Now, you might not know what gaslighting is. The term comes from an old movie called Gaslight, where this guy was trying to make the lady seem crazy, and he kept turning the lights down, and she would say, "The lights are dim. No, they're not, you're imagining." You know, he was trying to make her look crazy by doing that. It's the oldest manipulation trick in the Pathological Narcissist book, and they are very, very good at it. Gaslighting is a form of crazy making designed to make the other person feel unsure of reality. It keeps you off balance and vulnerable to the narcissist's domination. It's a way of controlling the other person and controlling the conversation. Examples of gaslighting include, "I never said that," "I didn't say that, you said that," "That didn't happen," "You're trying to confuse me," "You're imagining things," "You're crazy," "You're lying," "You're just saying that to hurt me," "You're making that up," "You're trying to frame me," "You're too sensitive," "I never hit you," "I didn't really hurt you." These types of things experienced every day wears away at somebody. It takes a very strong person to withstand repeated gaslighting. It's an insidious form of abuse that it undermines a person's very perception and reality to the point that they become totally compliant with whatever the narcissist says. He has convinced them and brainwashed them into believing that their view of reality is wrong. And so they just believe whatever he says. You have to try to be really strong. Don't doubt your perceptions. It's his perception that's wrong. The truly evil part about gaslighting is that the narcissist will often claim to you and to everybody else that you're the one that's gaslighting him. But again, don't be fooled. He knows very well who is manipulating who. He knows it's him. Next question is, does your partner blame you for everything? And now this is not just the regular back and forth blame game that happens in relationships. I'm talking about, does your partner blame you for everything? Because part of the way pathological narcissism works is that it's essentially a defense mechanism gone wrong in the narcissist's brain, and it prohibits the narcissist from accepting or even being able to tell or see when he's to blame. He blames you, always. It doesn't matter how much he has to twist things in order to achieve this, and if you watch some of these people, the mental gymnastics that they go through to turn it into being your fault, it's really amazing. They always achieve it, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. I have really heard some crazy things, and they just sit there with this look on their face like, how can you not see that it's true? They have absolutely no idea how crazy it sounds, or maybe they do, but they're sticking with it. Examples might be, "You made me hit you because you're always provoking me. I wouldn't have to act like this if you didn't act like that. I wouldn't have cheated on you if you weren't such a bitch. I wouldn't have lost my job if I wasn't always worried about what you're doing. I was late for my appointment because you didn't wake me up." Everything is always your fault somehow. The pathological narcissist is a champion blame shifter. He not only blames you for things he does, he blames you for absolutely everything bad that even happens to him. The fact that it's not remotely your fault doesn't matter at all. If he got fired, you probably called his boss and told his boss to fire him. I have heard things like that. The narcissist wants to punish you for things you haven't done because his disorder demands that he punish somebody. And he simply cannot stand for it to always be him. If it's a choice between him and you, it's going to be you every time. The pathological narcissist has a brutal, sadistic superego and that beats him up with internal criticisms 24 hours a day. Because of that, he literally leaps at the chance to take the punishment out on somebody else because it's the only escape from it that he has. The narcissist can't take responsibility for anything. The weak narcissist will often phrase his blame statements as evidence of how you're abusing, manipulating, and controlling him. Now, don't mistake it. He knows that that's not true. He's saying it so that he doesn't have to admit that he's the abuser, the manipulator, the controlling one. If he had to admit that, his image as the victim would fall apart, and he fears that more than anything. When his partner finally reacts to the constant provocation, cruelty, and abuse with an angry outburst, he's very victorious, and he twists the situation around to claim that he's the victim and his partner is abusive. The next question is, does your partner attempt to control everything? Narcissists are serious control freaks. They not only want to control their environment, they want to control everybody in it. They want to control everything about their partner, their thoughts, their feelings, their actions, their opinions, everything. Ironically, they accuse their partner of constantly doing that to them, but that's just a form of projection, and it's a result of the narcissist's identity being tied up too much with their partners. They feel oppressed by that, even though the partner isn't actually doing anything. The pathological narcissist takes any expression of individuality from their partner as a rejection and a threat. They actively try to stomp this individuality out of their partner as fast as possible. The partner is told that their feelings are hurtful, their opinions are intentionally contrary to what the narcissist thinks or believes, their thoughts are offensive, and their actions are bad. You might hear the narcissist say, "You only don't like that because I do like it." It's as if they can't understand that you have your own opinion and your own likes and your own dislikes. They take it as a blatant threat, and they're just trying to take something away from you that you like. Everything that the narcissist's partner does is twisted against them into something bad. Everything. All their motivations are painted as cruel, manipulative, and abusive. Everything they do hurts or upsets the narcissist unless it is exactly what the narcissist wants them to do. The sad part is that even when the partner does everything, quote, right, or is in perfect agreement with the narcissist may suddenly just decide their partner's actions, thoughts, feelings, or opinions are wrong anyway and punish their partner for it. The partner is left hurt, confused, and unable to understand why the thing that was okay yesterday is suddenly wrong now, or why agreeing with the narcissist is not enough. This type of cruel, unpredictable behavior keeps their partner completely off balance and makes them easier to control. By systematically picking apart everything that makes their partner who they are, the pathological narcissist eventually controls their partner completely. He might also use standard forms of control found in most domestic violence situations, such as controlling through violence, dominance, fear, and temper tantrums. The weak narcissist uses all these methods as well, but he may also attempt to control things through the appearance of neediness, clinginess, and insecurity. An example of that might be, "I need to know where you are at all times. I'm too worried if I don't know." Or, "I can't deal with you being upset with me. It breaks my heart." These statements look like insecurity and neediness. They look harmless. They are not. They are manipulations designed to control the other person and dismiss their needs as unimportant when compared to the narcissist's needs. "You're upset with me because you say I hurt you, but talking about what I did wrong is upsetting me, and that's more important than how you feel." That effectively shuts the partner down and stops them from holding the narcissist accountable for the things that he's done. What a partner may initially perceive as insecurity is often revealed over time as complete and utter selfishness. The narcissist's needs come first, always. Many narcissists use the weakness tactic to escape guilt and blame. The victim is demonized and called cruel just for having feelings. Another question you need to ask yourself is, does your partner believe everything revolves around him? And we're not talking about somebody who's a little self-centered. We're talking about completely self-absorbed. Narcissists are selfish to the point of seeming almost inhuman. They cannot stand for the subject to divert from them, even just for a second. They will either attempt to direct the subject back to themselves, or they'll just tune out. If they're in a situation where they can get away with it, they'll throw a tantrum. The narcissist can offer you no comfort, no sympathy, and no shoulder to cry on. Any attempts to force them to talk about your problems result in either the narcissist trumping your problems with their own, and again making the conversation all about them, or with accusations that you only talk or care about yourself. Any anger or unpleasant feelings you have toward the narcissist are rejected as existing only to hurt him. In other words, you're not saying that because he really hurt your feelings. You're just saying it because you want to hurt him. It's pretty cold-hearted, right? Doesn't seem to even understand that you even have feelings. This is not an act, folks. It's how they really feel. They really do not understand that you have feelings or that your feelings matter. That's because to them, they don't. Narcissists do not appreciate your feelings as actual feelings. They can only see your feelings as existing simply to affect them. It's like the entire world is a movie and he's the star. His boss calling a meeting to address problems with the team is really only talking about him. The landlord who insists on timely payments is only insisting because he doesn't like the narcissist. Everything that happens is connected to them somehow. That's why they believe everything you do is intended to affect them in either a good or a bad way. Narcissists do not see their partners as individuals at all. They see them only as external extensions of themselves. In fact, they see everybody and everything that way. This is why narcissists perceive everything as directly related to them. To them, it is. It's their world, literally. We're just living in it. You want to ask yourself, does your partner feel he's entitled to whatever he wants? Now again, we're not talking about normal entitlement here. We're talking about ridiculous fits being thrown whenever someone is not given something that they want, even if they can't afford it, even if they didn't earn it. Narcissists believe they should have whatever they want, regardless of whether they actually deserve it or not. They want unconditional love, admiration, respect. It doesn't even matter that they're absolutely incapable of giving these things to other people. They want them all, and quite frankly, for their every wish, want, desire, and whim to be granted. Now, if people don't acquiesce to this demand immediately, they are painted as abusive and unloving. In the mind of the narcissist, want and need are inextricably confused. This leaves the narcissist with the feeling that he's being rejected and denied necessary sustenance, even over small things that shouldn't be important. He needs that PlayStation like he needs air or food. And if you don't let him have it, you're abusive. The pathological narcissist doesn't care if money is needed for bills or rent. He will spend it all on things for himself if you don't stop him. If you try to stop him, you're going to face his rage and possibly physical abuse for daring to get in his way. There may be huge blow-ups over a bag of chips or a pair of headphones, with the narcissist screaming that you are abusive, cruel, twisted, and evil, and that you just want to see him suffer because he can't have them. You're denying him. You are, as usual, forcing him to settle for less because you want to oppress and degrade him and watch him suffer because that makes you happy. This is his way of controlling you. He uses abuse to get his way, and he may routinely spend all the money to create catastrophes in order to keep the family in turmoil and to hurt people. He cares nothing for the needs of others at all. All he cares about is what he wants. Another way this might come up is that narcissists are often serial cheaters. They don't care how their partner feels, they only care what they want. They're often physically abusive as well, with the most abuse falling on the victim when she cannot do exactly what the narcissist wants at any given time. This is a lot of the time because the narcissist sets his partner up in no-win situations where no matter what she does, it's wrong. For example, let's say the narcissist asks his wife to speak to his therapist. She doesn't know what to do because if she does speak to the therapist, he'll say she's trying to turn the therapist against him and sabotage his therapy. If she does not speak to the therapist, he'll say she's trying to sabotage his treatment by purposely withholding information and refusing to participate. Either way, she is inviting abuse on herself simply by trying to do what he's asking. He may tell his partner he cheats on her because she is boring. When she reacts to this by trying to spice things up in the bedroom, he may laugh at her efforts or rage and call her a whore. Again, she invites abuse upon herself simply by trying to do what he wants. Narcissists believe they are special people. They often have very exact ideas about what they deserve or should have to do. It's very common for the narcissist to refuse to help around the house, work, or do other things they consider beneath them. The reason for this is very simple. They don't think they should have to. Any attempts to get them to pull their own weight are met with explosive rage. How dare you try to turn them into your slave? Who do you think you are? You fascist, Nazi, dictator. The narcissist believes you should cater to him, and if you do not do so, or if you attempt to create equality in the relationship, he will paint you as abusive and uncaring. If the narcissist cannot have more than others, he feels that he is being horribly and maliciously slighted. He's not interested in equality at all. Not for himself and not for other people. The narcissist is only interested in crushing others beneath his feet and whatever else can fill the emptiness that's inside of him. You need to ask yourself, Does your partner seem to actually like hurting you and ruining things for you? This is another hallmark of the pathological narcissist. He actually enjoys hurting others, and he enjoys destroying things that other people care about. Sometimes you can even see it in his face when he's done or said something especially vicious to you. He will say or do the cruelest thing he can possibly come up with, and then stand there drinking in your reaction. It's disgusting to see, but there's no mistaking it. He's enjoying himself. He likes how much it hurts you and how good it makes him feel to do it. In a way, he's addicted to it because it's the only thing that makes him feel better. This is extremely important to understand because this is the reason he's never going to stop. So, are you married to a narcissist? If you've answered yes to all of these questions, then the chance is very good that you are indeed living with a narcissist in your home. This is a very big deal, because regardless of what he tells you, it's never going to change. It'll never get any better. He can never be any different. You have to accept that and resign yourself to the abuse if you want to stay in the relationship. Regardless of whether he's a weak narcissist, a domineering violent narcissist, or the manipulative smooth kind, all these things are abuse. Either resign yourself to it, or you're going to have to leave the relationship. You cannot love him back to health. You cannot fix him. You cannot save him. You cannot stay hoping it'll get better. It won't. These are fundamentally broken people who do not want to be any different. Even if you aren't living with a pathological narcissist, if you said yes to more than one of these questions, your relationship is probably unhealthy at the very least, and you should think about what you want to do going forward with your life. Do you really want to spend the next 10 or 20 or 30 years trying to please somebody who is never going to be able to be happy? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with someone who does not value or care about your feelings in any way? That's no way to live. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast with the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.